escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a guy that I follow, works at SNY, does a podcast. I've mentioned him before. He's a very, very sharp Mets fan named Joe DiMaio. And he posted this home run of Luis Robert Jr. the other day and said, go get him, Mets. You know, and then this morning I hear Fleegs with Jerry going, hey, if you're trading Ronald Acuna Jr. for a package with Luis Robert Jr., then I'm in. And I read this other SNY article where the Mets and the White Sox have discussed not only Luis Angel Acuna, Luis Angel Acuna and Mark Vientos in this trade scenario. And I'm like, all right, I understand 2 years ago that Luis Robert Jr. had a massive offensive season. Massive. And he's a really good defensive player. But he has been nowhere near that offensive player in the last year and a half. I mean, not even close. And I know you love war. You're a war guy.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
He was a 5 war guy 2 years ago. He's a 0.7 war guy this year. I mean, he's hitting 205. He strikes out 10,000 times.
Yep.
Like, why? What's the obsession? Because he looks cool when he hits, he finally connects with one? Like when you see a highlight on MLB.com, you're like, oh my God, this guy looks so unbelievable. And then you get all enamored with it. Well, he stunk for a year and a half.
Oh, maybe even more than that. For me, it's that he is a true center fielder. There aren't other good ones out there. He hits lefties.
Well, Taylor's a center fielder.
But I mean,
and he's the same thing. He doesn't hit either.
Well, low average, but Taylor also has no power. So with Robert, you're getting the power, you're still getting the good defense, and you're getting good base running. He has like 20-something steals.
And you want to give up one of your young potential.
You can't
stars.
Trade Mark Vientos.
Well, no, so Jerry said Vientos. I said I'd rather not. Now that the rumor's out there that it could just be Acuna, I don't think Luis Angel Acuna is ever going to be an everyday MLB player. So if that's the deal, Acuna plus like a prospect, that I would do.
How long have you been scouting?
My whole life.
All right. So, and I don't mean to, I'm just having a little fun with you, but I asked these guys this morning. I said, you got Mauricio, you got Acuna Jr., and you got Vientos and Baby. There's four of them.
Yeah.
There's four kids. It's basically four guys that are trying to make it. They have shown flashes. They have hit home runs. Third base hasn't been all that bad. Beatty's been pretty good. Vientos not bad. I'm not sitting here telling you that they're going to be Mike Schmitz, but, you know, can any one of these guys turn into a Pete Crow Armstrong? Do you want to make these are actually legitimate MLB players that are playing at the MLB level. These are not prospects that we haven't seen yet. And the one thing I will say, and I was thinking about this the other day, because when Mauricio's up at bat, he's a huge guy. He's a huge presence. Vientos is a huge presence. Baty is a big athlete. Acuna Jr., fast, shifty, can play multiple positions. Maybe he won't be a starter someday. And you know, I'm trying to think about David Stearns thinking about the future. Like, you know, what's going to go on with Jeff O'Neill? You know, like Jeff McNeil. What's going to happen when Marte is gone? Like, who's replacing these players?
Well, as far as the first question with you talking about the younger guys, to me, and I understand Vientos had a miserable start to the season, and, you know, he's hit a little bit recently. I cannot give up on a guy who was that locked in
last
in
year
the postseason.
Yeah.
How could you, at his age, this wasn't some sort of like you know, the Steven Pierce situation with the Red Sox where the guy was, you know, 40 years old and then unconscious for a postseason. This is a young guy that stood in that box, looked like a superstar in the postseason. Can't give up on him. Mauricio, his talent to me is just, you're just scratching the surface there. You can't give up on him. Beatty, we've seen a lot of. And
it seemed like Beatty had taken a lead over there at third base.
It had. But as far, you know, it's interesting when Fleek says that Luis Angel Acuña, he doesn't feel like he's going to be an everyday major league player. His opportunities that he's had, it's flashes, and it feels like he gets bored.
And then he gets buried.
Yeah. And, like, so to me, that's not a talent thing. That's a mental thing.
And I also think the biggest problem with the Mets is not that they don't get guys on base. They get guys all over the bases.
Yeah.
And you can listen to this radio station until the cows come home and hear about WAR and OPS and all this other crap. At the end of the day, your big guys, you know, are not coming through in the clutch. Then you're going to have problems. I think they need pitching. That's to me the most important thing, whether it be, you know, a reinforcement. They tried with Soto for the bullpen. You know, he obviously imploded the other night. But I would just say that's where they need most of their oomph in center field, if they can find a center fielder, or they have to mix and match with the players that they have.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I just think you got to be careful trading for. Now, he's got two more. Luis Robert Jr. has two more years club option. So whoever his agent is, it needs to be fired. Because 2 years of club options.
How old is he?
He is going to be, he right now is
27 right now.
27.
All right, so you basically, if one of these players that we just talked about that are at the major league level that are part of the young core of the Mets, and I would throw Francisco Alvarez in there as well.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, replacing one of those players maybe with another light-hitting center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, but he wasn't. That's the thing. So there was 1 year he was not a light-hitting center fielder, but that's exactly what he's been for a year and a half. He only played 100 games last year, too,
but he also probably would love a change of scenery and would love to get into a lineup that, you know.
That's fair.
That you would like to think is this lengthens the Mets' offensive potential.
I also don't love a guy who's just, are you telling me he's mailing it in because his team stinks?
I don't know, but just he could be unhappy. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't, I don't know where he would slot in the, what, a sixth spot in the batting order? I don't know.
Yeah. So,
I mean, like, you have guys like Starling Marte, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor. Those are, and Juan Soto now.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the older group of guys that have to carry the team. Then you have the younger group of guys that includes the four that we just talked about. And they sent Alvarez down. Torrens did a pretty good job. Alvarez comes back from being sent down and all of a sudden looks like a different player again in the batter's box because maybe somebody woke him up
Yep.
and said, look, man, you want to go back to Syracuse? You know, you need to practice your craft here at this level and become a real major leaguer and be consistent.
Yeah, I don't want to have like that like negative Met mentality that Steve Cohen was trying to evaporate, you know, that whole thing.
But
what I'm going to say is, so the Phillies are big in on Luis Robert Jr. too. So, like, if the Phillies trade for him, he'll probably hit 100 home runs down the stretch if he comes to us. Like, you know, tear a knee ligament.
I just get me more pitchers, get me more arms, get me guys that, you know, that you can lengthen this bullpen and maybe get a starter. But, you know,
what's their biggest problem? It is not being able to hit with runners in scoring position.
I know that. That's why they want an offensive center fielder.
Yeah, which...
Is this guy that guy?
He was.
And there's few and far between.
He was. But is he still?
That's the question. Thing that you could do is you could just save Taylor for the late innings for defensive purposes. If you don't make a trade.
Yeah, so I guess basically it's upgrade second base, upgrade center field, and whatever one that you upgrade through a trade, the other position, Jeff McNeil's going to play. That's what I would think.
That's what it looks like. I mean, they'd like to have Jeff McNeil at second base.
They'd rather have him play his natural position.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like if you
but
ask...
But then again...
If you, listen, what you got to do is you got to ask Jazz Chisholm.
About playing at a position?
Yeah, I mean, he'll tell you.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And, you know, Jeff's, you know... You say whatever you want. He's a damn good athlete, and he can play multiple positions. But his natural position is second base.
I just can't believe he's still on this team. Got to be honest with you. And hopefully it pays off for them down the stretch and hopefully into the postseason. But
he's had his moments as a Met.
No, of course. I just thought that it was done. Like, I thought it was over. I thought it was a
fait accompli?
Yeah, it just felt like it was time for him and this organization at the end of the year last year. Especially with the younger guys, and then I thought maybe Iglesias was going to come back, and he did not, and then he's still on the team. But
and the thing about it, they couldn't bring Iglesias back with all the young talent that they have in the infield, or what they were going into this season with.
Yeah.
With the young talent.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to fit these three guys, Beatty, Mauricio, and Acuña Jr.? Where do you put them all?
True. I mean, yeah.
And then, of course, you have Vientos, and all of a sudden, you know, he hits a grand slam the other night.
Yeah, see, I'm a Mark Vientos truther. I'm one of those guys. Like, I just love him. And I even when he's going bad, I'm like, just wait. I think I wouldn't trade him. I can't say you trade him for, I mean, everybody's replaceable. Everybody should be an option. But I'm going to do whatever I can to keep him on the team because I think at some point he's going to put it all together for an extended period of time and be just a tremendous offensive player.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.